Hello, Tyler Perry Studios.
Hey, hey, TP. What's up, man? This is the Unknown Preacher, LA.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Yeah.
This is Tyler Perry Studios.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, Tyler Perry. This is the Unknown Preacher, LA. I want to talk to Tyler Perry to come on my podcast to help him out, you know? You hear what I'm saying? I need him to come on my podcast to help him out with his next project, you know, because I don't need publicity or nothing like that, you know. I don't need no publicity. I'm trying to help him out.
I'm sorry, who is this again?
The Unknown Preacher, LA. Come on, man. Unknown Preacher. Come on, man. Stop playing, man.
I'm sorry, how many followers do you have on this alleged podcast?
Allegedly a lot, you know, but I'm trying to do this for him. I'm trying to give back.
I'm sorry, you need at least a million followers.
Look, man, that's what's wrong with these celebrities today, you know, billionaires. You know, TP can buy cars and revitalize careers, but you know, he can't help the little man out, man. That's classism, man. That's classism. How hard is it to come on my podcast for like 5 minutes? Oh, this recorded. Hey, man, so just tell TP I get back with him, man. All right, you know, I'll holler at you, bro. Peace.
It's the unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher, hey, hey, it's the unknown preacher, hey, 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 unknown preacher, wait a minute, unknown preacher, where you at, unknown preacher, 1 minute, 1 second, 1 minute, unknown preacher.
It's us. It is us. Welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA. I'm your host, the Unknown Preacher, aka LA, aka Lonzo. In other words, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. 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 You know what's funny? I want to thank Brian Hall for helping me with that. Right after we finished, he said, I don't know where you're going with this, but it reminds me of favoritism and how the Pharisees treated people with status and wealth and how they treated them differently. And he shared his experience before he found a church home, his experience of being judged in some churches by looks and ethnicity. And that led me to the book of James, 2nd chapter, verses 1-9. And I want to draw attention to verse 3. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? And what he was saying was that we often try to impress people with wealth, and mainly because they hold a certain level of power. And James was pointing out that this behavior is ungodly. Amen. And it also reminded me of my professor in undergrad when I was taking New Testament. and we were talking about the book of Revelation, and he said this so eloquently, I'll never forget it. Man can intend for this book to mean one thing, but when God puts his hands on it, it will serve his purpose. And so today, what was meant to be just silly and ridiculously funny was actually a reminder not to show favoritism. And God is good. Now, back to the show. So you heard our new theme song, and that was performed by Miles B and produced by my boy Grayson Birch. Good stuff. Thank you, my brothers. So last week, Blame It On My Mind and Not My Heart, y'all. I thank my team, but I forgot my graphic designers, Langston Fuse and Demetrius. Demetrius did the Unknown Preacher logo that you see. Fuse did the one that you will see. So thank you, fellas. Also, last week we announced that we will be in Kinston on June the 28th to record our podcast live and present a hip hop gospel new generation program. I'm very excited about that. And we told the listeners that each week we would announce an artist who agreed to join us in K-Town. Now, let me back up real quick. So I also received some messages about my old group, Joe's Ass, my boy, OZ, the super producer, co-writer, and Courtney Bonet, Joy Campbell, some of the people who did guest spots on our album. And so working on having them on one of our episodes and talk about the history of gospel rap and share the Joe's Ass story. But in the meantime, I'm happy to announce that one of the artists signed on the program is none other than U House. That's right, y'all. U House will be in K-Town on June 28th. More to come on the new generation program. And so we're all excited about that. And let me tell you about Miss Jackie, my part-time co-host. It's always something with her, y'all. We're going over today's episode last night, and all I hear is, I need more notice. I'm a free agent. Then she started bringing up old stuff. In 2020, I went to the gym, and you had already left. Like, what? Really? And then there was that time you told me to feed your dogs, and your wife said, no, we'll call you, and I came all the way over there for nothing. And so I'm like, she's reaching now. So we'll catch her next time. She's tired. So Jackie, get some rest. But the last thing I'll say before our wonderful guest comes on is that a brother is hurting, y'all. My North Carolina Tar Heels didn't go as far as I wanted them to. So I've been getting beat up. I've been getting getting it from everyone on all angles, man, talking about UNC didn't make the Final Four, you know, so it's time to kind of move away from North Carolina, and I'm happy to put the spotlight on Kansas City, Kansas, and Overland Park, Kansas. I am so excited about our guests, man. This is some good stuff. I just want to say she's a phenomenal singer, and we're fortunate to have her on the podcast, nominated for four 2024 annual Voices of Gospel Music Awards. Let's see. Best Contemporary Artist of the Year, Best Contemporary Single of the Year, Christian Artist of the Year, and New Artist of the Year. Please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, Kimberly Smith.
Hello.
Kimberly, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing great. I got that Kimberly. That was an episode on A Different World. I don't know if you ever watched A Different World, but Kimberly Reese was getting all in her head and got big, and the owner of a club, that's how he announced her. Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but how, so you're doing okay today?
I'm blessed.
That's right. I'm glad. I'm so glad you're here, man. Hearing you sing for the first time was refreshing. And after speaking with you for the first time, I learned so much about your spirit of humility, your commitment to service, and your desire to make a difference. So I just want to say we appreciate you.
Hey, man, I'm honored. I'm honored. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So the announcement that you were coming on our show got the most likes on my IG page. And I think that's awesome. And I think your music is awesome. And I just said your spirit just spills over into the music on social media, now on the podcast. How does it feel, your career and everything that's going on? How are you feeling?
I feel, again, blessed, because honestly and truthfully, it's nothing but the grace of God.
Amen.
I definitely do not look like what I've been through. Wow. I have a story to tell, and the Lord has definitely carried me through so many trials and tribulations to where I am today, and I give all credit to God, definitely.
Amen. So your story to tell, do tell, what's your story?
Well, I'll put it like this. Life was lifing. Life was lifing. Went through a lot of depression, insecurities, attempted suicide twice. Wow. And even with going through so much stuff in my life, I just wanted to end everything. And I'm like, Lord. And one thing I could say, I have to give all credit for a praying mother.
Yes.
My mama prayed. She prayed me out of a lot of different situations I was in. And with even attempting to do drugs and drink and everything, I'm like, Lord, if you don't do it, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this dark place that I was in. And of course I love saying, and the thing is, I'm a preacher's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm a preacher's daughter going through all this. And so we're going through just being dealing with drugs and insecurities and depression, suicidal attempts. I really reached out to God, and I was going through that in that dark place for at least, I would say at least about 8 years.
Wow.
And so it got to the point where I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I prayed and I reached out to God, Lord, you got to help. Because now I have kids, and I started looking at, okay, the depression and everything was affecting my children.
Mm.
And so I reached out to God and literally gave everything, all of me to him. And the moment I did that, that's when I started seeing my life do a 380 turnaround. It's just a complete turnaround, serving Christ, definitely. And so when I gave God my all, he then started putting songs in my spirit.
Wow.
To start right. Of course, Faith Over Fear is one of the songs that he put in my spirit. And of course, that song talks about a lot of situations of just trusting him again. No matter what it looks like, God said, trust me again, Kim. I don't care what you're going through. I need you to forget what man say, but believe what God say. Mm-hmm. And he literally say, trust me again. So, yeah, I don't
want to
take up the whole time.
No, you're good. You are absolutely fine. There's so many things going in my mind as you talk about your plight, because I know you're on a busy schedule, but if you get the time, listen to our forgiveness episode. And there's an author, Apostle Robbins, who shares a very compelling story. And we got a lot of feedback from our listeners about that episode. And then we talked about that last week on our The Resilience of Love episode, too. And what I'm finding from some other guests I've spoken to, there are so many of us who were struggling, going through depression, and it's so important that people like you are on here and being transparent about it, because you're empowering them, you're giving them courage, and you're being a vessel. And they're going to be able to do and see things that otherwise wouldn't be in their grasp because of your courage. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Man, that's powerful. Faith over fear. That's what got you the nominations, right?
Yeah.
And I was going to, so you answered that question. I always ask, what's the story behind those special songs? And it sounds like you were really in a dark place. And when you were, so you wrote Faith Over Fear, you're the writer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, incredible.
Yes.
So we know about God's influence over you. Who else influenced Kimberly Smith?
My father.
Yeah.
Honestly and truthfully, I've always sung since I was like 2 years old. My dad used to always call me up and sing our favorite song, I love you, Lord, today, right before he preached. And my family overall is musically inclined. So I have many, many singers, from uncles, cousins, nieces, everybody singing, either they singing or they're playing some type of instrumental or instrument. So it's just, I really, what's influenced me to push me to sing was my father. But of course, I think going through so much stuff in my life pushed me way farther out there into the music industry. Because it's like the Lord literally was saying, you got a story to tell.
Yes.
You got a story to tell. And so with always singing since two, really pushing me to step out into the music industry was the Lord literally saying, hey, you got to tell your story and somebody has to hear it.
Wow. And we all do have a story. And so, again, thank you for your courage, man. I'll tell you, I wasn't blessed with the gift of singing, as you could hear in that skit. I love music. And, you know, I wrote a few lines here and there as far as rap. But I've always just appreciate people with powerful voices such as yourself. So that is great. So the gospel industry, how hard would you say it is to break into? What were your challenges?
I think it is very hard because you have to really try not to compromise. And when I say try not to compromise, because it seemed like with music has definitely changed over the years. And I noticed that if now that, of course, artists are such as Tamla Mann, plus size women coming into the, before it was all about image.
Wow.
It was all about an image. So that was a struggle, as well as I've had people come up to me, and what's so crazy is even family members saying, well, you know what, the gospel industry is not, it's no money in that. So you need to go ahead and branch out and do secular singing.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I'm a hard head when it comes down to my spiritual growth. And I'm like, the Lord ain't tell me that.
That's right.
The Lord ain't tell me that. So my goal has always been, it has not been about money.
Yeah.
It has been about winning souls for Christ.
Amen.
That's my heart. That's my heart desire. And the Lord knows I've I've been doing this for quite some time, and just even if I don't care if I'm in front of thousands and thousands of people, if I get that one,
Yeah.
if I could get that one, that what touches me. I'm not all for the awards and Grammys and all this stuff and Oscar. I'm not all for that. My heart desire is for winning souls for Christ, and I feel like the industry has literally confused a lot of or brought a confusion on the whole message of what being a gospel artist is all about. It's about winning souls for Christ. Yes. And not about being an image or an idol for the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so I think the focus of the gospel industry, there's some, and I definitely praise and give honor to God that gives me the strength to keep going, because sometimes it can be hard.
Absolutely.
It can be really, really hard, because you want to go one way where you want to win souls, but then it's like, nah, that's not gold. You got to sing it a different way. And you got to do it this way. You got to dress a certain way. You got to look a certain. And I'm like, Lord, I just want to win souls. I have had friends of mine who is in the gospel industry as well. And of course, I pray for them and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But I've seen where individuals have literally branched out doing secular and gospel. I don't want no confusion for when it comes down to me as a gospel artist. I need you to understand that I'm all wholeheartedly about Jesus. I'm not trying to straddle the fence. I don't need you to guess if Kim gonna be out there, if she gonna be in the church Sunday and in the club on Saturday. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I don't want my message or God's message to be confused as to what I'm singing about. This ain't about my husband. This ain't about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. It's about Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
It's about Jesus. And that's my message. That is definitely my message. So with being in the industry and staying focused on God's message for his people, that could be tough sometimes, but mm-hmm. hey, shoot, they ain't like Jesus, so who am I? And I could care less if people don't like, because I've had people approach me and say, well, you know what, I wrote this, can you sing this circular song and all that, because your voice will hit this. No, I know where God has taken me.
Yeah.
I know my mission, and with knowing my mission and knowing my why, I that's what helps me and strengthen me to continue to go and spread the word of God to the world.
Amen for standing on your principles. And I can tell you, it is challenging, and it really is, because on both ends, you have people trying to pull you in the mainstream, and then you have our people, meaning brothers and sisters in Christ, and they can be rigid on what music sounds like, you know. So I remember doing gospel rap going before deacon boards and, you know, explaining to them that this wasn't secular, this wasn't the devil music. And I noticed, like, some of your music is, like you said, you're nominated for contemporary gospel awards, and I love it, but some people are really, and don't get me wrong, I love traditional gospel mm-hmm. as well, but some people will stay hard-nosed and say, you know, we shouldn't even cross those lines. And
right.
Like earlier, it's about bringing souls to Christ. And so if we're doing it, there were four gospels for a reason, because they were mm-hmm. targeting four different groups of people. And so you're targeting an audience, and you're trying to bring them and show them, you know, Jesus Christ. So I admire you. I really appreciate you saying all of that. It does something for us, our team here, and for our listeners. So thank you.
No problem.
So tell us, where are you from?
Okay, so I am born and raised in Fort Pierce, Florida. Born and raised there. I, of course, stayed, but originally, because I was in Fort Pierce, we moved when I was younger, around 2 and 3 years old. So around Cocoa, Florida is like my stomping grounds, that's to say. that is definitely where I was fully brought up, Cocoa, Florida, Brevard County. That's where I'm from. And then of course, me and my husband, but my family, all of us, we moved here to Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas, 6 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, fam. So what was the difference between Florida and Kansas?
Well, honestly, I found, me and my husband found a job here. Mm-hmm. That definitely pays more. We're in the healthcare field, so
okay.
Definitely pays more than Cocoa, Florida. So we had to make the move for our kids and,
that's right.
and stuff like that.
Yes. And what I said during the introduction is so true. I saw your vision, your videos, and I know what you're doing. And you just talked about that and that vision. And so what would you say is God's purpose or his vision for Kimberly Smith?
His vision for Kimberly Smith, from what I believe, is, like I said before, is to win souls for Christ, to not compromise, to stand strong on his word, understand that there are so many hurting people out in this world, and they need to know that there is somebody that's going to stand firm on the word of God and be able to encourage them and bring them out of the darkness. I can't be living halfway in the darkness and then, like I said, going to church on Sunday, then going to the club on Saturday. I really do believe that with staying firm on God's word, that I can be able to not only encourage myself, but also encourage other folks that is also going through the same things that I've been through.
Amen.
So that's the purpose, just winning souls for Christ.
That's right. And I'm always bragging about my team of people who made the Unknown Preacher LA what it is, between them and, of course, God. I have very little to do with the process. I know you talked about being a writer and the songs compelling you to come forward. Do you have a team? Are there any like producers? I've seen your videos, other writers. Tell me about, do you have a team or?
I have a producer. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm a, I'm independent, so I'm not signed to any label or anything like that.
Gotcha.
But I do have a producer. He's my one-stop shop, as to say. One-stop shop. If I do need a writer, but I do write all my music. But if I do need a writer, he writes, he produces, he also shoots my videos. So yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. So he's pretty amazing dude. And I've been with him for quite some time. So, yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I appreciate that. So this is a question that I ask all my my gospel artists. Your top five gospel solo artists, who are they?
Ooh, top five. It gotta be five.
You don't have time. What do you have?
You know what? I love Kim Burrell. I'm a Kiki Sheard.
Yes.
I'm a Tamla Mann.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also Rashad Mitchell fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a CeCe Winans. I have a lot.
yeah. No, they're all so Kiki and CeCe's on my list. Especially CeCe. So
yes,
But it's funny when I ask, Kiki name comes up almost all the time, and so does CC.
Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah, those are pretty much, those are my actually my main two, is Kiki and CC Winans. Awesome. But see, I loved CC Winans even when she was with BB Winans too.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'm a fan. Definitely.
That's what's up. So thank you again. So your voice is just so powerful, and we are supporting you. Tell us about the award ceremony and when is it?
Okay, so the award ceremony, they're going to, because they ended on March the 26th with having people vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't know as for the results, anything until September. It will be in Alabama. So it's pretty much anticipation, trying to waiting until then to hear what I was nominated or won, which awards that I won. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, you have to circle back and let us know the outcomes, and I'll try to keep an eye on it myself because I'm excited for you. I'm definitely rooting for you. And man, I have positive vibes your way, man. That's
thank you. Appreciate it.
All day long. Anything else you want to share with our audience or anything on your mind?
No. Not really. I'm actually in what my goal for this year is to be working on some singles and also an album.
Awesome.
I was talking to my husband about also doing a Christmas CD this year.
Wow, so
I'm gonna try to branch into that because I've never done a Christmas CD, but I'm definitely gonna see about doing that this year.
Well, you need a gospel rapper, man. You just let me.
All right. I hear you.
Oh, man. You have been a blessing, man. Thank you so much for coming on. And we are rooting for you. As I said, we'll keep track of everything. And please don't hesitate to reach out. And hopefully we'll keep in touch and see everything on both of our journeys. We'll cross again, and they will expound beyond our imaginations. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. It was an honor to have Kimberly Smith on. We were so excited, and we are voting for her to win in all four categories. Amen. You got this, Kimberly. And for everyone else, we will see you next week as we do our part to make the world a better place. And no matter how high we get, we'll never, ever, ever stop looking up to God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.